impact of Shimon's Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is a continuation of the concept of the previous Mishnah, that if someone does an Isser B'Shogeg, is the Eved, he could use this. If he does it in Mazin, we saw in the previous Mishnah that the Shuma does not take effect. So we'll see a similar idea by other Yisurim. Hamatul Kelim B'Shabbos. This is an Isser to take a Kli which is Tomei, or a Kli which is bought from a Goy, which you cannot use for your Suda unless you toifel it. There's an Isser to do the Kli on Shabbos. It's a type of Sikun. Before it wasn't usable for Tahirah, so it wasn't usable for the Suda. And therefore, it's a Sikun Kli which is other to do on Shabbos. There's a chiddush over here, because even though physically the kli is the same kli, but since lamaisa you weren't able to use it beforehand, you cannot use it. You cannot be toivel since it's real, will make it more usable. Shlomo Zalman other Balsachim Lebracha learned from here that in order to be considered tikkun, as long as it makes it more usable is enough, even though it's something that's not so tangible. And he proved from here, for example, of adding software or information into your computer will also be an Isser of Tikkun, of the type of building, which is not relevant to the Shabbos, since anyway, also it's relevant to Hilchos Chol HaMoed, which one should ask the Shaila, what is permitted and what's not. So if a person was type of Kelim on Shabbos, it was the Shogeg, Yishtamash Fem, he could use them. If it makes it, Lo Yishtamash Fem, he's not used them on Shabbos, because he made a Knas, he shouldn't gain from this Tevila. Hamatma Vashal B'Shabbos, the person takes the shumas and maizes on Shabbos, which is also because it's a type of tikkun for the fruit, and it cooks on Shabbos, which is obviously also. If he did it with shogeg yoichel, it can be eaten on Shabbos. If it made it lo yoichel, the maizes cannot be eaten on Shabbos. Yeah. This is a tana of Mishnah. There's a machlokes that poiskim, how do we pass the lawful of maizes? Mishnah Berurah, the maizes says that if it was done to shogeg, then the mokim atzoyach, if there's a special need, one can use it on Shabbos. If the Isser that was done was only an Isser Darabonim, then if it was done to Shogeg, one can't have an oath on it from Shabbos. If it was done to Mazin, then everybody agrees that you are not allowed to use something that was done to Mazin on Shabbos. The person himself that did it to Mazin, not only is he not allowed to have an oath on it from Shabbos, he can't even use it ever. Only other people can use it. And if the person plants something on Shabbos unintentionally, then he can keep it. The mazid, if he keeps it intentionally, Yaakov, he can uproot it. So about Shviyas, being Shogeg, being Mazid, Yaakov. And Shmita, even if he did it to Shogeg, we have to uproot it, because Chazal saw that people were mezalzel in the Isser of Shmita, and they said that they didn't know the halacha, but they were really doing it intentionally, and therefore they said anything planted in Shmita has to be uprooted.